This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You and I said that the Cavs, who are right now 13-0, they could be 14-0 by the end of tomorrow night. They play the Chicago Bulls at home. They play Charlotte on Sunday the 17th, so they could be 15-0. They could be 15-0 as they head to Boston in the TD Garden on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And we said, boy, that's probably your first measuring stick there. And Keith Britton, I want to know if people agree with Keith Britton on this.
I want to be clear. The first one now in this next stretch, because that Golden State game was absolutely a measuring stick game. Look how good Golden State is. Steph Curry just went nuts, and they beat Oklahoma City and Dallas in back-to-back nights and said night-night to everybody. He's playing some of the best basketball of his career. That was a great... We pummeled the Golden State Warriors.
That's very true. However, there is a lot of thought to that we've given that, hey, Boston fans are saying that this is a weak schedule by the Cavs. They're not as good as advertised, whatever. I don't believe that. You can only beat the teams that put in front of you, and you've beaten a lot of those teams quite soundly. So Tuesday night might be the first measuring stick. Keith disagreed with us. And I want to know if people agree with him, because he said that, hey, they're not taking you like they won the championship. The regular season doesn't matter to them. And I think I disagree. And I want you to go with me on this, all right, whether or not you agree with me on this, but follow along here. The Celtics are 10-3. They're obviously a great basketball team. Cavaliers 13-0. Say the Cavs are 15-0 going into that game against Boston. They are competitors. They are proud professional athletes. Are the Celtics not going to play everybody against the Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, unless they are in dire trouble of going, hey, like Jaylen Brown might be in serious trouble if you play him tonight, then, man, I think you're playing guys, and I think that this is your first test, because I think that these guys, I don't think you're going to pull out all the stops like Joe Mazzulla and Kenny Atkinson aren't going to play all their cards of what they would do in an Eastern Conference finals against each other in November, but I think that this is a big deal.
For the players, will be the closest to a playoff game, especially the Celtics. I mean, the Celtics are coming off a championship. Normally, there is that, what do they call it in the NFL for teams after they go to the Super Bowl and that very next year? It is kind of a little more of a malaise. It's hard to get everybody.
It's the Super Bowl hangover.
The hangover, right? Well, the Celtics have been really good this year. No Porzingis, and he's not going to be there for a while. But the Celtics are clobbering teams. They're making 18 threes a game, by far the most in NBA history.
Yeah.
We're shooting a higher percentage, actually, but they're making the most. They're shooting so many threes. 50. They're shooting 50 a night, Kenny. Woo. And on some nights, they've shot 60.
Woo.
So they play a different way than everybody else, and they don't really have a way in a normal look. The Philly's not Philly. That would be a team that they would get up for. The Knicks are not really the Knicks yet. We'll see if they will be, because they've swapped out pieces and parts, two of their starters. So what's the closest the Celtics can come in the Eastern Conference regular season to an actual playoff game? It's going to be that game against the Cavs. And whether the Cavs are undefeated or have one loss, I mean, obviously, if they're undefeated, the Celtics will gladly want to try to end that streak.
Yes. Because
they'll want to have some
mind. Because it sends a message.
It sends a message. They'll say it's a continuation of last year's series victory.
Yes. That's why Tuesday is a very big day for this ball club. Even if they were to lose one of the next two games and go in like 14-1 or even 13-2. I think Tuesday is a very big day for this basketball team, because you go out there to Boston, you beat them. Now, I've tried to make a big deal about this. I want to see their post-game language. Like if it's like Giannis a couple of years ago, where he's eating his dinner in the post-game press conference, all right, that's going to bother me. But if there's some genuine, like, hey, we didn't do this tonight, we didn't do that tonight, Mazzulla will probably be his normal, very deadpan self with the media, which is quite funny. That's not a shot at him. Then I think that, man, we're showing him this is not last year. This is a more emboldened group. They're better. They're more spacing. There's a little bit more X's and O's that are better than what it was last year. And if they win this game on Tuesday, I think they send a message and we talk on Wednesday going, hey, should we pump the brakes a little bit? Dude, like, if they go out there and they were to just, like, if they lose by, like, 20, it's like, ooh, should we do that or is it just November?
Yeah,
is it just November? I think either team can send a message next Tuesday about winning and what they can do in the future here. I think this is a measuring stick game. I think Keith is dead wrong, and anybody who agrees with him are dead wrong.
So what you said there, I'll take it a little different way because I remember teams, when Kobe and Shaq together, teams would beat them and act like they won the championship in November and December. And then by the end of the year, the Lakers would be really, really good, and it was them in San Antonio every year. But as far as, like, creating, we're trying to create with, like, an in-season tournament. We're trying to create games that matter early. This is the closest we can come to it.
Yeah, this is natural.
And, yes, we will have takeaways from that game that will last until the playoffs because that's all we have. Will it really matter? Will it really matter if we win by 20 or lose by 20? Probably not, because once you get into the playoffs – you know, I've noticed, like, people have asked me, what's the difference between this? Why can't the Cavs play like this in the playoffs? I'm like, well, they can. I said, but one thing that does change is teams, they definitely attack your weaknesses more in the playoffs. Like, teams aren't doing everything they can to get matched up against Darius Garland in the regular season the way they would in the playoffs. But that game, I think it will look a little bit like a playoff game. I think they will try to take advantage of mismatches.
Really?
And by the way, when they have Horford in and Evan Mobley attacks him the way he did in those last few games in the playoffs last year, that's an advantage we'll take advantage of.
They might hold back in the same – they would hold back a little bit, but, like, hey, if you
Once you get in the fourth quarter and it's go time.
That's true. 216-474-0092. Is Tuesday a measuring stick game for the Cleveland Cavaliers? I believe it is. Lima believes it is. We have a boss who's saying, you guys are just trying to make a big deal over the regular season. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, well, if we need to be talked down, fine, let us know.
Well,
I think it's a measuring stick game. I guess I'd ask,
why watch any regular season game?
I don't know.
Why have any takeaways?
You want to see if the streak goes that
so
long?
Does the Cavs, so then by that standard, then nothing the Cavs have done matters.
I don't know how you can play a regular season and learn nothing about a basketball team, or any team for that matter, in any sport. Yeah, that's what the regular season is for a lot of teams. And yes, it'll still be November, but you can send a message to the Boston Celtics starting Tuesday about what this could be for this coming postseason.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.